Jeremy Shaw is responsible for patrolling a lake larger than the state of Rhode Island. It's a unique place that's been drawing curious visitors here for thousands of years. We visit his island on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Jeremy Shaw helps oversee a very unique island.
Antelope Island is 28,000 acres. It sits in the Great Salt Lake.
Most people don't realize there is a very large island resting in a lake, larger than some of our states.
The lake is 75 miles long and about 45 miles wide. So at average pool, it covers about 2,500 square miles. The deepest spot is about 40 feet.
It's a relatively shallow, yet vast lake, covering more square miles than the state of Rhode Island. Recreational use and a thriving brine shrimp industry dominate those using the waters.
The parks that I'm responsible for do search and rescue for a lot of those folks out on the lake, and that's a pretty daunting task when you look at an area the size of the state of Rhode Island that we may be searching for somebody on.
It's not as salty as the Dead Sea, but saltiness can vary greatly within the Great Salt Lake.
The north arm of the lake is very, very salty, 20 times saltier than the ocean. And there'll be 3 to 4 feet of salt sitting on the bottom of the lake up there. It's actually really, really neat. It's got a pink color to it.
This shallow, salty lake attracts many people to the beaches here on Antelope Island.
If we do lose a foot of water vertically, we may expose 100 feet of beach. So we do our best to maintain that beach and give that beach experience still. You can walk out and wade up into your waist and get to see what the lake's really like and get out there and do the famous float. You know, you cannot sink in the Great Salt Lake. It's pretty neat.
Traveling the countryside at Antelope Island, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.